We're on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm talking right now with Tristan Beyer. He's a crop nutrition lead at the Mosaic Company. Tristan, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today.
No problem. I'm glad to be able to join you.
So as we're sitting here in mid-July, we're looking at how things are looking for crops on nutrition insights, and especially since Iowa has been fairly dry here for the first part of the growing season, now starting to see some of those heavier rains come in. Kind of want to get farmers on the right page as to what they need to be thinking about on that crop nutrition front going forward here. So what do you recommend here that, from what we're seeing?
Yeah, well, as anything goes, I think the main thing is you'll set your stage for this year, you know, as well as going into the next year by getting out into your crop and looking and assessing. Now, there's different ways that we can identify what's going on. You know, one either through visual, you know, assessments. You know, if your plants have this dark, you know, rich, you know, green color, you know, especially in areas that are drier, we've been seeing that plants overall sometimes can look, you know, darker green, even though they might be, you know, shriveling up at times. This mainly because some of our, you know, nitrogen and sulfur nutrients that are mobile in soil haven't been moving down as deep, so haven't had the, you know, real frequent, you know, heavy rains. But if you look at other areas of the state, you know, southeastern, you know, parts of Iowa and other areas that have been getting more frequent rainfalls, we are still seeing, you know, some deficiencies showing up where those mobile nutrients are starting to show visually. And of course, when you have visual, you know, deficiencies starting to occur, unfortunately, some of our yield loss has already started to, you know, started to occur. The other thing that, you know, people can, you know, look at is, you know, taking some tissue samples. You know, even if their crop looks good, you might find that sometimes micronutrients could be potentially limiting, or even, you know, on the verge of some of your macronutrients. And I can give you a plan for, there might be some late season applications that still could be done, or set yourself up for discussion on what could be done a little bit different going into 2022 to manage your crop to get the highest yield potential.
And so if farmers are out there, and you said obviously you'll obviously have some signs of deficiency. Let's just remind the listeners again what some of those signs look like, that maybe just, you know, for those who maybe just need a refresher on what might be considered a deficiency sign.
Yeah, so, you know, the signs and symptoms look a little bit different depending on the nutrients. So, for example, nitrogen will start, it's mobile in the plant, so it will start to show its deficiencies on the bottom of the plant with a yellowing, I like to say along the midrib or a mid-shaped V going into the center of the leaf. Whereas another nutrient that is commonly confused with is the potassium, also on the bottom part of the plant showing deficiencies, but potassium shows deficiencies of yellowing or browning on the outside margins on the outside of the leaves. If you look into sulfur deficiencies, that's not mobile in the plant, but is mobile in the soil. So a lot of times in the top part of the plant, you'll just see an overall yellowing of color or discoloration. Those are some common ones that we can see. When you get into micronutrients, a lot of them will have similar-looking deficiencies. You know, either some intravenous chlorosis, some, you know, white banding that might be common with zinc. And really, that's where, you know, the diagnostic, you know, tissue samples or something else can, or even soil samples that can give you extremes of if you're really low, or even if there was a potential toxic case, you know, for high elements that you'd be able to pick up from those kind of samples.
Okay, so if farmers are looking at, okay, I see some of this deficiency in my field, and I, you know, is there still time to turn it around before harvest, and what can they do?
Yes, so when we look at some of the, you know, nutrient uptake and requirement, you know, depending on the specific nutrients, you know, the crop is only about half made. You know, we think that, you know, right now the crop is starting to tassel in the middle of July, and yet it still has to double its weight basically by putting on all the extra weight is in the ear. And for most farmers, that's probably the most important part for the plant to gain weight in, is so you can have harvestable grain at the end of the growing season. So if the plants are, you know, doubling in weight, you know, nutrients like, you know, phosphorus, you know, 80% of the phosphorus is taken up late season. Now, if this has, you know, pit isn't a good phosphorus source. Putting that alone could be a possibility, but we wouldn't want other things in there that could cause some potential precipitation or incompatibility of those nutrients. Some nutrients, if you looked at, if you got a mid-stage crop, you could still do some top dress products of micronutrients. Boron's going to be taken up through the season and really helps with pollination right around now, and that's helpful for trying to keep that pollen viable and pollinating all those silks. So either foliar applications or top dress applications or something like a potash or a spire, which has two forms of boron in there, either quick release sodium borate or a more slow release calcium borate product.
Okay, and you also mentioned that one of the things for farmers to consider is start making those plans for how they're going to adjust going into the 2022 growing season. And, of course, we all know that starts right after harvest of the 2021 season. So tell us what they need to consider when it comes to setting themselves up after harvest but getting themselves ready for winter and going into next year.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that I really like to look at. One is knowing what your yield potentials are that you're taking off from your field so that you can adequately reapply those nutrients that we're not limiting going into 2022. Also, just being cost conscious of applying our fertilizer so we're getting the most bang for a buck and greatest possible ROI is make sure our soil samples are up to date and assess are we applying our phosphorus, potassium, and or even some of our micronutrients adequately. Most guys are, farmers are recognizing that, crop prices are pretty positive and respectable right now. And by maximizing yield, one of the best ways that we can do that is understanding what the nutrients are that are most likely to be limiting yield and addressing those and focusing attention on those. So, going into fall, soil sampling to identify those nutrients, understanding what your crop is removing, maybe having our tissue samples already conducted to assess if we're limited in the field. And if we happen to have a dry fall, sometimes even though the soil might be adequate in nutrients, if we're not getting enough in the plant through tissues, indicating we could have other restrictive features out there, compaction or not adequate drainage or moisture or other things along those lines.
All right. Well, Tristan, is there anything you want to add here before we wrap up today about what farmers need to be thinking about here at this point in time?
I'd say the main thing is get out in your field. Right now is the best opportunity to learn for next year and subsequent years to come. Identifying, I guess when we go through with the combine, a lot of times we'll question, why did this part of the field yield different than another? And having your eyes in the field at multiple times through the growing season is the best way to help understand what's potentially limiting your crops from maximum success.
All right. Well, Tristan, we thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That's Tristan Breyer. He is a crop nutrition lead at the Mosaic Company here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.